The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbook with The Way It Ought to Be program. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, Isaiah was inspired to write a prophecy and a warning message which we should listen to. In Isaiah 9, verse 8, here's what it says. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. A word against Jacob means something not good will happen. This is aimed at the nations of Israel, and God said it will happen, and I can tell you that it did happen, and it is happening now, and has been in process for some time. This prophecy was aimed at ancient Israel and modern-day Israel today, the United States and the British people. And it will continue until we wake up and turn to our God. Then God said, we will finally know he has judged Israel. In verse 9, God continues here, all the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart. Verse 10 continues to tell us what ancient Israel did say and what modern Israel has said and most likely will continue to say as God continues to judge us. God is letting us know in verse 10 that we will be humble by the time his judgments end. God will keep sending judgments on us until we are humble and until we wake up and turn to our God. Notice verse 10, it tells us what ancient Israel said and what modern-day Israel has said, and as I said, will likely continue to say until we wake up. Verse 10 of Isaiah 9, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Now this was in the time that ancient Israel was having warfare in their own land. In other words, they were having attacked in their own land, being attacked by enemies from time to time in their own homeland. And that's what they said. Even though we're being attacked, things are being destroyed, we will rebuild. God is speaking of a defiant attitude of not turning to God. The bricks fell on 9/11 in America. God gave ancient Israel ample time and ample opportunity to repent, sending prophet after prophet, as he said in his word, to prophesy and warn them what was coming if they didn't repent of ignoring their Maker. God is also giving our nation time and the opportunity to change our ways, to change our attitude, but we haven't. We still think we can make it without God. Well, what did ancient Israel do? They stiffened their neck, they hardened their heart in a defiant attitude against God and His Word, and kept traveling their path of rebelling against God. They said, and so did we after 9/11, we will rebuild. We ignored the judgment of God and warning from God, and as ancient Israel, we continued to rely on ourselves. Yes, they continued to rely on themselves. They let God know they didn't need or want him meddling in their affairs. Sound like our nation today. They didn't want to change their way. Now, God didn't force ancient Israel or Judah or any other nation, empire, city-state, or anyone to change to begin obeying him. He isn't forcing our nation or anyone to turn to him today to change our course either. But he has and still does allow everyone to suffer the consequences of ignoring the way that God has laid down in his word. There is an automatic penalty for ignoring the word of God. God also passes judgment on nations, individuals, and the world for ignoring God's word, his law, which he gave to the world as a guide. That would ensure a good, decent society, peace, happiness, contentment, good marriages, obedient kids, good health, and the things we really want and struggle and strive to achieve by not obeying God. Yes, we struggle and strive to achieve peace and joy and health and happiness and contentment financial well-being without obeying laws that guarantee those things. It has never worked. It isn't working today, and it never will work. So God is allowing this world to learn the hard way that only His way will work. When a disaster hits, whether it's by drought, flood, storms, or even man-made, such as 9/11, 2008, and the financial meltdown, then we should consider that it could be a judgment from God. God has promised blessings for obedience, and He said He would send curses for disobedience. God destroyed the pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah, and many other nations and empires for disobedience. My understanding is that 26 empires has risen and fallen through history. America is the only one still standing, but by the mercy of Almighty God. But we will fall. We are in the process of falling right now, and it's all because we haven't obeyed and we aren't obeying our Maker. God is the same today. Our nation and this world will come to its end because of disobedience to the Word of God. There is a way to survive, and there is a way to perish. For about 200 years, America was much more cognizant of living the way that would guarantee survival. Integrity and decency was taught. The things that made a society strong and healthy were taught, and it worked. We believed and trusted in God. We didn't have a defiant attitude toward God. We were taught to be responsible for our actions. We didn't come up with all the excuses that we could find to justify our actions. We didn't have our handout living off taxpayers. We were taught to work and make our own way and make the way for those that we were responsible for. We were taught to help others as well. Our actions will be much different today than it was 70, 80 years ago if another depression should hit. According to the Word of God, something much more severe than the Great Depression will hit America very soon unless we change our course. You need to listen to that, my friend. Something much more severe than the Great Depression will hit America very soon unless we change our course. There's no doubt God is trying to get our attention, hoping we will wake up and realize that we do need God in our nation and in our personal life. Notice the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 9 continues to tell us that God did and will continue to send His judgments on Israel as long as we are in a defiant attitude against God. Yes, as long as we aren't obeying our Maker, God is going to continue to try to wake us up, at least for a certain length of time, until God Himself finally sees that there's no need. Isaiah 9, verse 11. Isaiah continues here, telling some of the things that would come on ancient Israel. Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of reason against him and spur his enemies on. In other words, God is going to see to it, and did see to it in ancient Israel, that enemies kept coming and attacking until they were taken captive. And things are going to keep coming on us unless we change our course, until we are taken captive as well, until we wake up and realize that the God of heaven rules. Verse 12, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind. That's speaking of ancient nations, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Yes, his judgment will continue to come, just as they did on ancient Israel, until we finally wake up and turn to our God. Well, our troubles will keep coming. God will see to that until God gets our attention. Verse 13 tells us why that they will keep coming. Verse 13 of Isaiah 9, for the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Yes, we don't realize that it just may be God that has been sending strikes against Israel in whatever calamity that we have been suffering in the last several years. Verse 13 tells us why. God will continue to pass judgment on us. Has our nation repented and turned to God? Have you? Has our nation changed for the better? Have we turned to God in any of the curses that we are living under? Has our president or Congress said, maybe we are being cursed because we have forsaken God and His Word? Well, no, of course not. Have they said God may be trying to get our attention? Of course not. Have they said God just may be passing judgment on us? Well, of course not. Have they even given a thought that God is stripping us of His blessings, which He gave to us, which we have lived under for 200 years or so? Have they thought about the fact that God is in the process of taking His protection and His blessings from our nation because our sins are multiplying? Well, it doesn't seem that they have. Never before in the history of our nation has a president and a vice president given their approval for same-sex marriage. Is that leading our nation in the right direction? Well, no, of course it isn't. God says that is an abomination in His sight. But we don't seem to care what God thinks. We don't even know what God thinks or said. It would make us wonder if our leaders even read their Bible. God told ancient Israel's king to make them a copy of His Word and read in it every day. Yet at the end of a presidential address to the nation, he will say, "May God bless America." Well, I ask, how can God bless a nation that's drifting farther and farther from Him, that's turning our back on Him farther every day, kicking Him out of every place that we can? Well, He can't and He won't until we begin to rend our heart to Him. Is the heat wave and the drought, the wildfires and the storms, the floods, the economic problems, the inflation, the divorce, rebellious kids, live-ins, same-sex marriages, jails, prisons, mental institutions, all the clinics and hospitals, are they all signs of blessings? Well, you don't have to be too smart to figure that out. And you wouldn't have to be too smart to understand they are curses. But as a nation, and it certainly seems our leaders aren't smart enough to figure out why all these curses are coming, and we aren't smart enough to figure out that they will keep coming and why they will keep coming. Yes, my friends, God just may be sending judgments on America to get us to wake up and turn to Him. God says, and God asks in a place there in Ezekiel, says, "Why will you die, O house of Israel?" And He says, turn you from all of your iniquities and live. Why will you die, O house of Israel? Yes, God is trying to get our attention. God doesn't want to see America go down. America is on its way down and will continue that course unless we wake up and turn to our God. You can personally if you will, my friends. Will you? The question is, will you? We have a couple of booklets that you should read. North America, Listen, and What Do You Mean, Repent? And that's what we need to do. We need to listen and we need to repent. All you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you to turn and seek Him.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.